Tomorrow, President Bush is expected to attend the Daytona 500, an apparent effort to court so-called NASCAR dads. Political consultants say candidates have to appeal to the needs of racing fans. Commentator Chris Harbaugh is a NASCAR dad, and he needs somebody to watch the race with him.
As the beginning of the NASCAR season approaches, my NASCAR buddy has moved out of state, so I'm trying to recruit some new fans to watch races with. It's a tricky task here in the Northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. My neighborhood has a lot of professional guys and stay-at-home moms. I've come out of the closet with my affection for the sport, and several of my neighborhood friends have come up to me at parties, pulled me into a corner, and said something to the effect of, "NASCAR, I don't get it." They're taken aback when they find out I'm a fan of something so alien to them. So, I've invited some of the neighbors over for brunch on February 15th, with a symposium to follow entitled, "NASCAR, I don't get it." Breakout session topics to include short track versus super speedway. They're both just circles, right? The mullet. Is it ever really out of style? Young guns versus old veterans. How to pick a favorite driver. Road courses. Hey, they turn right too? Restrictor plates. Not just another diet fad. And can the Democrats win in November without the NASCAR vote? I'll try to explain what attracted me to the sport and get them to hang around after brunch for the Daytona 500, the first race of the season. I became a NASCAR fan after my first child was born. I had to be in the house for 3 or 4 hours after lunch on the weekends because weekend nap time was my wife's time to do something for herself. Part of my attraction in NASCAR is my alienation from the sports I loved as a kid. Free agency and big money have killed football and baseball for me. I know there's big money in NASCAR, but it's a family-run thing, and you never hear about contracts and money and such. I know part of it is a love of fast cars. All the cool guys in my town growing up drove souped-up GTOs. And you really get to know the personalities of NASCAR drivers. You see those personalities played out week after week on the track in a season that lasts from Valentine's Day until Thanksgiving. There's a feeling of immediacy when they stick a microphone in a driver's face right after he's driven 180 miles per hour for 3 or 4 hours straight. No telling what he might say. For me, a northern suburbanite, NASCAR has the lure of the exotic. It's got a certain southern mystique and gentility. We frown on trash-talking in NASCAR. Win or lose, we thank our crew, our car owner, our sponsors, and God, in that order. And we thank all the folks overseas fighting for our right to drive fast in circles and drink beer.
Chris Harbaugh is a writer who lives in Virginia.